Ever since I met you, all that I seem to do is dream, wonderful dream. Heaven's before my eyes, when will I realize my dream, wonderful dream? The skies will all be blue when my dream comes true, and I'll be smiling through when my dream comes true.
Ah, I will never forget that whimsical little tune. In fact, I remember when I first heard it, saw it on film, when musical comedy was brought into talkies for the first time. Coconuts, a fabulous Marx Brothers picture, had become a Broadway hit and made history in 1929 when it was screened. The music was by Irving Berlin. And did I mention the four Marx Brothers? Well, they were only just on the rise, for comedy was changing. Film was changing as art, as entertainment, as an industry, and all because of the coming of sound. What a time, ladies and gentlemen, what a time! But I'll get into all that soon enough. First, allow me to introduce myself. I am Arthur Cosine. I was born on April the 6th, 1895, and in my nearly 65 years of life, witnessed an industry and America, and I dare say a world in incredible flux. The world was rapidly changing with the turn of the century, the First World War, the coming of sound film, and the event that took us all by surprise, the infamous stock market crash of October 1929. But I'm not here to give you a history lesson. Rather, allow me to tell you the story of a rapidly changing world through my eyes. My memory of my childhood is a little fuzzy, but I can tell you for certain that mine was a comfortable childhood. I was born in Brooklyn, but recall spending much time upstate. My father owned a farm in Milan, and when I was 18 years old in 1913, opened the Aerodrome in Rhinebeck at the corner of West Market and Oak Streets. And it was in my father's theater that I began to dabble in performance. I did live comedy bits during Saturday and Friday night special features at the Aerodrome with Hugh Mack, my personal friend. Oh, what a brilliant comedic mind he was. At this time, I was getting my start in silent film with Vitagraph Company, and would go on to perform with such stars as John Bunny and Mae Robinson. However, I had to take a hiatus from film when the war began. I was a corporal in the Signal Corps in the war, and quite frankly, don't remember the war days that vividly. Why, towards the end, it was all one gigantic blur. I do remember waking up in a hospital near Paris when the war ended, I believe, but even that was quite literally a blur. I recall having impaired vision for a while and tremors. There was a ringing that lingered in my ears for quite some time due to what the doctors later told me was shell shock, a new condition that, I learned later on, afflicted many soldiers like me who had spent time in the trenches. But that blur of an experience aside, I returned as soon as I could to the film industry, which was in the midst of a tremendous change after the war. Silent films were becoming obsolete, and sound films were just beginning to gain popularity. And I became involved in these new sound films, not as an actor, but as a stage manager and financial manager. And I worked with Paramount Studios on Long Island for quite some time, almost until 1959. The year I died, rather suddenly, so they say in the hereafter. I certainly don't remember. Oh, I could just gush about my experiences for hours on end. I am proud of the life I've led, about the time, or should I say, the times I lived in. I was a silent film star, went to war on several occasions, and witnessed the technological and cultural revolution in film. It has been my pleasure to share it all with you. Thank you.